This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It's a good thing I'm in a deadline business because I love nothing more than to wait until the very last minute to get stuff done. Now, most of my life, I've heard that that's a problem, that procrastination is not, as Martha Stewart might put it, a good thing. But Frank Partnoy has come to the rescue of people like me with a new book called Wait. Turns out, procrastinators just might be onto something after all. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
I have to start by asking you about the cover art on your book. This is an adorable golden retriever with a dog biscuit perched right on his snout. Now, this is a great trick, but we humans can't be so trained, can we?
We can, and we need to be. And that, in fact, the dog can smell this treat and is showing us a very important lesson in life and in business, which is people are better off and happier. They make better decisions when they're able to delay gratification.
But that just doesn't fit with the way we think of things these days. I mean, everything is about speed right now, isn't it?
It is, and the crush of technology is ruining our decision-making. The relentlessness of email and social media and the 24-hour news cycle is speeding up our decisions. And the industry that's been built up around making us feel guilty about procrastination, this anti-procrastination industry, has been making us feel bad, forcing us to get things done now. And the crush of technology has really made it impossible to get everything done now. So one of the things I wanted to do was to show people that although we've heard from psychologists and behavioral economists and neuroscientists about how we make decisions, about why we make decisions, about what kinds of decisions are the right decisions, we haven't heard or focused enough on when. Mm. And I wanted to spend an entire book trying to show people how they can be better off focusing on when and often acting a lot later than they are now.
I did want to talk briefly, even though we're not a science show, about this nerve that is central to both our gut instinct and how we actually do contemplate. It's this singular strand around our brains, right? And does that mean that our ability to wait or not is all biological?
It's not all biological, but like a lot of problems, it's part nature and part nurture. The vagal nerve is a nerve that is at the base of the brain. It starts and it winds through our bodies and it connects the brain to the heart. And one of the things that I found most surprising in the 3 years of research I did for this book was that this vagal nerve and the heart rate variability that we all have is hugely important to our decision making. Basically, what heart rate variability is how fast our hearts will speed up or slow down. It's kind of like a high performance car would be able to brake very quickly or accelerate very quickly. And if we can do that with our hearts, if we can stimulate them quickly, slow them down quickly, even as children, we're going to end up being much better off as adults.
Huh. Fascinating. Well, one of the times that our heart rate tends to respond quite quickly is when we are panicked. And you spend an entire chapter in the book talking about that and what it does to our ability to wait for things. Now, it seems obvious that if we're panicking, we're probably going to act on instinct. And I think for our purposes, I'd like to talk about that in terms of investing and this constant mistake that we make of selling when markets are on the way down. That, by definition, of course, is panic, isn't it? And it seems to be something that people simply cannot control.
It's very difficult to control. We're captivated by fear, and we're hardwired with this fight or flight response,
right,
so that when we see something dangerous happening in the markets, we want to run away. But one of the messages of the studies of investing behavior is that we're better off delaying. And if we look at the kinds of investors we'd want to emulate, they aren't acting like day traders all the time. They're very patient. They're willing to pause. And it was very interesting to me in researching this book that so many of the high-frequency trading algorithms are starting to behave a lot like we should behave, which is that they're building in pauses. So I think it's one of the biggest challenges that investors face, and I wanted to give people some comfort and some understanding that it's not their fault. It's not that there's something wrong with them. It's really about how human beings are hardwired, and all animals are hardwired, and yet part of the human condition, one of the unique things we can do as human beings is think about the future for a while. The dog on the cover of the book can hold that bone there for maybe a few minutes.
Right.
The dog on the cover of the book can't save for retirement. And what makes us unique as human beings is to be able to think long-term into the future. Actually, there was a study this year. A dog did pretty well. Some researchers showed that a
saved
female
for retirement?
Sheepdog didn't make it to retirement,
no.
But the record for the dog was the dog held a chicken chew treat in its mouth for 10 full minutes while waiting for the prospect of a chicken chew treat 8 times bigger. That's basically as good as a dog can do. But humans can do better, and this is what distinguishes us as human beings. And one of the things I hope is that people who are inundated with so much of this crush of technology and high-speed reactions will take a step back and say, you know what, as a human being, the thing that I can do is to think about a longer time horizon, to plan for a year or 2 years or 10 years.
Frank Partnoy is the author of Wait, The Art and Science of Delay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.